the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. This time of year, it's always fiddling forward to 420. And I think we do always ask, request to get Cheech and Chong in here. And Tommy's been in here very many times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Cheech has ever been on the show. Maybe he called in before. But we have him here now. Cheech and Chong just released their 40th anniversary edition of Up in Smoke. All right, let's get him in here.
Oh, boy. Let's see how these boys look.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Legends.
This is a Starbucks.
Oh, my God. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, how are you?
Good. How
have
are
a seat.
You?
Make yourself at home.
Yeah, get comfy. Everybody.
Good. How you doing?
You look good.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at this one I hold in my hand here. The Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke 40th anniversary. This
40th
is going.
40th anniversary.
40,
yeah.
40 years.
Went by like a fart in a dust storm.
It did.
This contains a lot. It has the Blu-ray in it. It also has the 40th anniversary edition soundtrack CD. So you guys re-recorded it here in 2018, right?
Whole movie.
The whole movie.
That's the occasion.
Original soundtrack on 12-inch vinyl, 7-inch picture disc. What the hell is that? A 7-inch picture disc.
It's a picture disc.
A 7-inch what?
7-inch.
It's a picture of my what? A 7-inch picture disc. But this is going to somebody. A lucky listener gets to win this. And there's only made 5,000.
I hope it's me.
This is a numbered limited edition out of 5,000. So somebody's going to get this. 1-800-955-5567 is the number if you want to call right now and speak to Cheech and Chong. How they changed your life. I'm sure there's many stories. You probably hear that a million times when you're out.
Never
about.
Heard one.
No, really?
Yeah, never.
No one said, you really changed my life.
They said, who are you?
You look familiar, but did I go to high school?
Yeah, it's like, I know you from someplace. Yeah.
You look like my uncle. And my dad.
He looks like my dad.
I do. I really look like his dad, yeah.
As he gets older, he always looked like your dad. Like
As I get older, I look like
if you would see your dad and him together, you would just fully believe that that's his son.
He would speak Chinese to me.
Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong are with us. With all the reboots going on now and the like Roseanne's back on TV and things like that, is there been considered like the Cheech and Chong year? I mean, like to bring it back and do something again?
Well, we're doing it.
I mean, it's like to actually get like to
do to something new?
Start up at something new.
Nah.
You want to relax,
No,
right?
I'm too tired.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done
you
that.
You got to get out of bed.
Yeah.
We got to spend the money we've made up to now.
You know? Right.
We don't need any new money, you know, to ruin our
We don't need
system.
Any new money.
Cheech, if you're not working, what is it, like, what's your average day look like? Are you a golfing guy? Like, what do
I
you
do? I play golf. I play a lot of guitar. I go out with my wife. Well, I'm an art collector, so I collect art.
Okay.
And then I watch my wife play. She's a pianist. She's a concert pianist. So
that's your day is pretty full.
Pretty much. That's it.
I imitate memory foam. That's what I do.
He does really well at it too. You can't tell, he fades right into the thing.
I sit in front of the TV and watch the Trump Follies.
It's good for comedy,
that
right?
That is entertaining.
I love it. I'm so into it.
It's like Richie Rich had his own television show and then it made it a cartoon and then he was elected.
It's the best thing. I just love it. Now that Comey came up with the book.
With the book, yeah. This guy's going back and forth.
I'm just loving it. Just loving it.
You know, I was telling to these guys, because we're the same age, they missed Nixon. They missed all the fun of that idiot. So now we kind of get that same sort of circus routine going on with this guy.
Yeah. I never paid that much attention to that Nixon. Did you?
Because he was out. He was.
I just liked the part where he waved goodbye. I love that part.
And that may be a decade where you might have a few missing years. I'm not sure.
So Nixon or Trump is a cross between Nixon and a supermarket opening. Hey, here's a free hot dog. What is this guy?
Yeah, and you know what kills me about the whole thing?
Is the way
they talk about his turn in the barrel.
Yeah, everybody gets a turn.
And all these announcers, you know, well, it's his turn in the barrel. And I'm looking at him thinking, you don't know what that joke's all about.
I think a lot of them do know what the joke's about.
Teach Mary and Tommy Chong hanging out with us here, getting close to 420 weekend. You guys got big plans for 420? I'm sure you're doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. My calendar is full. I'm going to be imitating more of my memory. Yeah.
I open that drawer that just overflows with weed, you know? Yeah. And I look at it and I, hey, you kids want any of this stuff?
Yeah, when you guys had kids and they were young, did you have like a place where you would stash your weed? I mean, was it like an old cigar box? Was it in the garage?
But they found it. When I was a kid and I was living at home after I graduated from college, for a brief minute, and my mother had built this grotto in the backyard of to house the statue of the Virgin Mary. She built it, and it was the shrine. And so there was this rumor that the feds were gonna, the police were gonna come down and get everybody that had any weed. Oh, okay, so whatever. So I looked at it, and it was this big statue, but it was made out of plastic, you know. So I just carved a hole in the bottom of it, and stuffed my weed up in there.
Wow. You know?
And so years later, my younger sister came up and they said, yeah, we used to stash our weed in there too. And I said, well, how do you think the hole got there?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a family tradition. Holy weed.
I've always been curious. I know it's sort of behind the scenes thing, but classic film Up in Smoke, all these scenes have all the, you're in a van, it's full of smoke, 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 smoke. What was the theatrical smoke they used back then? It clearly couldn't have
been. They call it bee smoke. It's bee smoke. Stuff that they used to calm the bees down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they would come in there with the hand blower and just...
Yeah. Did it have a smell to it? Or was it just
smell like dead bees.
Yeah, that wasn't so fun. But every once in a while they'd make a smoke weed, actually smoke weed. But it wasn't weed, it was like some kind of stunt weed.
Ew, yeah.
It's like peat moss or something.
No, it was from India.
India.
It was a mixture of
incense and stuff.
And cow dung.
Yeah, yeah.
Say holy weed.
Holy weed. That?
Did it ever make you sick with all the theatrical fake smoke you had to inhale when you're filming?
Not sick, but
no, disgusting. We had smoked real weed, which helps your immune system. We never got sick at all in the movies.
We used to
That's
work
why
out
Frank never gets sick. Like,
Sick of Frank, but...
Yeah, he smokes it, when we both have colds or whatever, just it goes around, never, ever gets sick.
No,
because the THC strengthens your immune system. By the way, this is for you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Chong's Choice.
Little Chong's Choice. You can share it with the crew.
Oh, hell no.
After they badmouthed him, what a weedhead he is.
Yeah, with the cannabis culture changing so much, I mean, this has to be, I mean, great for you guys and coming out with Chong's Choice and everything. Yeah, it's awesome.
I have my own strain called Cheech's Private Stash. Look for it in your finer dispensaries.
Ooh,
it's good. It's in a statue of the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Mini Mary.
When you go to Lourdes, make this as a sacrifice.
Virgin Mary Jane. All right, we got some calls coming in. You've changed the lives of so many out there. And let's talk to Tony first. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
We're groovy.
Hey, I got to let you guys know, as a kid born and raised in East L.A., seeing you guys come in and have this sense of humor that I didn't identify with initially as a drug culture was something for me that really opened my mind to being humorous and funny, despite the fact that I was from the neighborhood. To that point, my dad used to call me Mr. Chitlin at 6 years old. And I got to tell you, when you guys came to the neighborhood and filmed, it was bigger than the Pope coming to Dodger Stadium, guys.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
Thank you, Mr. Chitlin.
Thank you.
I just got to say, you guys, honestly, to take a look at the humor you guys have, I know a lot of people identified the drug culture, which I got into later in my life, a little bit of weed, but you guys are true comic geniuses. I really did have an impact from you guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, don't forget, man.
Yes.
Chong, don't forget Bendeckles. Hey,
Bendeckles.
Old Tony.
Very good for him.
We got Mike calling. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Say hello to Cheech and Chong.
All right. Cheech and Chong. You guys are my, just, I'm a fan. First time I seen your movie, I was in a drive-in, 7 years old, and my dad, of course, smoked weed, and I've loved you guys forever. I've seen all your movies countless times.
Well, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
We're good, man. How about you? Are you up to, what are you doing up this early? I have to be here because of my parole.
I'm just on my way to work.
Oh, where do you work?
I cut trees.
Oh, really?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, so do I, man.
Bushes more than a tree.
My wife trims those types of trees.
She's a trimmer. Sticky fingers. First thing you learn when you're a trimmer is you don't lick your fingers.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Right?
Oh. Yeah, because you got all that THC, resin, man. Yeah. You'll be there forever.
On the one thing. Yeah. Touch your eyes. We got Eli online, too. Hello, Eli.
Hey, good morning.
Say hello to Cheech and Chong.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Eli.
It's been amazing. My buddies and I, we used to watch your Up in Smoke VHS way back in the day. Yeah. We actually wore the tape out.
Well, you have to get the new version then.
Well, I think I should just give him this one. This is a special deluxe version.
Yeah, there you go.
Since you wore out a VHS tape, Eli, I'm going to give you Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke 40th anniversary. I mean, it's pretty much the box set of everything.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yes,
oh my
it's
gosh.
A limited number. Only made 5,000 of these.
So it comes with 2 pounds of weed, too.
Oh, yeah. smells wonderful. So that's going to be yours, Eli.
Thank you so much. That is so amazing. That's awesome. Thank you.
You stay
all right, brother.
We'll hook you up with this. Okay, for this.
Eli was coming.
Now, when you guys had children, not together, but when you had children, did you ever snoop on them and try to find their stash, or was it just okay? You know, you really didn't feel like you could.
My daughters, you know, they would bum joints off me.
Yeah.
And then they would sell them to the kids.
They never smoked it. They sold it.
She used to sell, what's the band that Flea's in?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Well, my one daughter, Robbie, went to school with the band when they were getting together. And she used to sell them Tommy Chong joints, Cheech and Chong joints
back then.
That little piece of trivia.
That was a favorite that when you had this house in Vancouver and Paris was a little kid, and so he was charging the neighbor kids to come over and see Chong, and so his parents told him, I told you not to tell him that your dad was Chong. He says, I didn't. I said he was Cheech.
That's how you get so much.
Yeah, baby.
No, my kids the youngest one, Jobron, I caught him smoking cigarettes. And I caught him cold turkey. He was with his friends at a skate shop, you know, and he's got a cigarette in his mouth. And I walked up to him, took the cigarette out of his mouth. I said, if you're going to smoke anything, make sure that I can smoke it too. And he said, okay.
No more cigarettes.
My son Joe, when he was little, younger, anyways, he had a suspicion that I had my weed in this one little closet. So when we were away one time, I come back and the closet's obviously been pried open, you know, with the crowbar is all broken. And it was like, and he walked by, Joe, do you know anything about this? Oh, about what? You know, like, you're not going to notice that your door's been jammed. Jesus.
Huh? Did he confess?
Yeah, no, he never did. He goes, okay, all right, gotcha.
But
no.
You didn't have it in there, right? He broke in and didn't find your stash in there.
No, he didn't find any stash. That's why I kept my guns.
When I got busted, you know, for bongs, mm-hmm. when the SWAT team came in, and the guy goes to me, is there any, where's the marijuana? I says, every room in the house.
You better just pick up the house.
You're going to be here a while, officer.
Can you be more specific? And I said, well, there's a bud on my workbench downstairs in the garage. And so he sent a guy down there. And the guy goes down there, comes back. He said, I can't find it, sir. I says, what kind of narcs are you guys? And then he kind of apologizes. Well, we don't have our dogs. Oh, and I says, that's another thing. How are you doing a drug bust without dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
And we got him so confused. My wife says, okay, let's go for coffee. And the cop goes, we're not finished yet. And she goes, are we under arrest? And they said, no. I said, well, then we'll see you later.
What a lady.
So the guy goes, wrap it up. Okay, we're out of here.
Shelby has spoken.
I guess you guys are going to receive the key to the city of West Hollywood today at noon, right?
Well, it's actually each of us get half a key.
It's one of those split keys you rub around your necklace.
I told him I wanted my own key.
Your own key? F sharp.
It's going to be today at noon at the Roxy Theater.
At the Roxy Theater.
On Sunset.
Yeah.
KLOS cool. is going to be on site, so everyone come out for the big key to the city, Roxy Theater on Sunset, today at noon. If there's anything you could go back in time and tell your younger selves, what would that be?
Get paid in front.
Oh, right. Before, get paid before.
Read that contract first. Read it.
Is don't sell that little shack that you bought in the marina.
Oh. No.
For $120,000.
Oh. That's now,
oh my God.
How many million?
Millions.
Yeah.
On the sand.
It still hurts.
Oh, look at shame. Oh.
I can't.
Do you remember back at the time when you were selling it? Obviously, you were selling it for a reason. I mean, was it like...
Well, it was because I didn't want to bother with it. Yeah.
When you could have just rented it out.
He objected
and
when they first put the ocean in.
It's going to ruin everything.
Real estate.
Oh, can you imagine?
God.
Thank you guys for taking the time to stop by. Seriously, getting up this early. Cheech and Chong just released their 40th anniversary edition of Up in Smoke. The Blu-ray combo pack is a brand new short-form documentary, How Pedro Met the Man, Up in Smoke at 40 and more. Also being released at the end of the week on 420 is the deluxe collector's edition which pairs Blu-ray with original soundtrack on CD and vinyl LP, along with newly recorded 2018 version of Up in Smoke. And that's what our winner Eli won today for you guys, changing his life. That is awesome. Thank you guys for coming by.
Laughs,
our pleasure.
And if you got the time today at lunch, take off at noon and head down to Roxy Theater on Sunset and watch Cheech and Chong receive that key to the city of West Hollywood. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peace on you.
We're going to take a quick look at traffic right now. What's going on, Lisa?